About 1,000 people live in the town of Tenasket in Okanagan County, and at least 16 of them have died in one care facility since Thanksgiving. As Anna King reports, when COVID hits rural communities, there's little backup.
Debbie Roberts wishes her stepbrother had just slid away from his advanced Parkinson's.
If only he hadn't contracted this COVID and left this world in such agony.
He died November 29th, one in a large outbreak at a nursing facility in Tenasket.
We sort of talked to him, you know, among ourselves. We say, sorry, Ken, we're so sorry that you had to go this way.
Roberts doesn't blame North Valley Extended Care, but there's more than a dozen people dead and dozens more sickened, including nearly half the staff. The town's healthcare system is in crisis. Rural America is home to few doctors, ICU beds, and few replacements when healthcare workers get sick too.
That's a difference between life and death sometimes.
That's Dr. Douglas Wilson, the incoming CEO with Confluence Health. It's a rural health system, including a clinic in Tenasket. He says as his hospitals fill with COVID patients, they're crowding out car accidents, heart attacks, and head injuries.
You hate to put someone in a helicopter or an ambulance and fly them over the mountains in the winter when, you know, they would have done better had they been able to receive care here locally without traveling.
Rural residents, on average, are older than urban residents.
That's Carrie Henning-Smith with the University of Minnesota Rural Health Research Center.
Rural residents have more underlying health conditions, and rural residents are less likely to have health insurance and reliable access to health care.
Henning-Smith says once COVID gets into a rural area, it's more volatile. And experts say without super cold storage, rural areas may wait longer to get the much anticipated vaccines. One of the hardest hit rural spots in Washington state is Grant County. In Grant County, a couple of long-term care facilities and schools have had outbreaks. A 300-person November wedding in neighboring Adams County has been linked to several cases. So far this year, at least 65 people in Grant County have died from COVID. More than half have come in the past 6 weeks.
I'm done with COVID. I am burned out. My staff are exhausted.
Teresa Adkinson is the public health administrator for Grant County. There are so many sick, her office has largely stopped contact tracing in the community. She says it's disheartening to put out press releases with brutal death counts and then see lifelong friends posting about unmasked gatherings on Facebook.
The vaccine is coming. We can see the finish line. It's a ways out there.
Heading up nursing for the Tenasket Care Center is Rhonda Piner. When COVID hit her workplace, and she got it too, Piner kept working from home. But then, the day after Thanksgiving...
I've been a nurse for 25 years, but I knew that I could no longer take care of myself. And so I called 911.
Piner was hospitalized for 6 days. She says the prospect of returning to her remaining residence at the care center is daunting.
I started crying, I will tell you, because I'm sad to go back and find out who didn't make it and who did.
It's likely to be very tough. At the nursing home she works at, more than a third of the residents have died. I'm Anna King.